From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Russian United States Memorandum of Understanding goes into effect. That agreement forms a framework for both countries' military aircraft to maintain a safe distance from one another as they operate in Syria. U.S. officials are saying forces fighting for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are having a difficult struggle against rebels in the country's northwest, despite substantial backing from Russia and Iran. But officials say both Russia and Iran seem prepared to dig in and intensify their efforts. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel Wednesday to Europe and the Middle East in a bid to help ease escalating violence in Israel. The State Department says Kerry will consult with U.S. partners and allies on security issues, threats posed by the Islamic State, and continued unrest in Syria and Ukraine. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Tuesday called for calm during a visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Ban met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and warned against what he called the misuse of force. He also said he remains deeply troubled by the Hamas and Islamic Jihad praise of Palestinian attacks against Israeli Jews.
I'm here in the hope that we can work together to end the violence, ease the tensions, and begin to restore a long-term political horizon of peace.
Earlier, Ban said he understands the frustrations and concerns of both sides and urged everyone to oppose terrorism and incitement. Security forces opened fire in the Republic of Congo Tuesday on protesters opposing a bid by President Denis Sassou Nguesso's bid for another term. The French news agency reports at least six people hospitalized with gunshot wounds. This is VOA News.